It's All Things Considered on 90.7 WFAE, your source for in-depth news. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Rumsey. The toll lanes scheduled to be built along Interstate 77 have drawn the ire of public officials in Mooresville, Davidson, Cornelius, and Huntersville. Those towns and the Mecklenburg County Commission have passed resolutions asking Governor McCrory to delay or stop the project. But McCrory isn't impressed with their pleas.
It's ironic when I hear state senators and other local mayors all of a sudden, and county commissioners, all of a sudden, woe and behold, we're reading it for the first time. Well,
so you're in favor of it?
I would not have been had they opposed it 2 years ago. I would have stopped it.
That other voice you heard is Charlotte Talks host Mike Collins. The governor appeared on the program this morning. He says toll lanes have had the support of the Charlotte Regional Transportation Planning Organization since 2007, but local officials who serve on that board didn't raise strong objections until recently. Governor McCrory was also critical of the General Assembly, particularly the state Senate, for getting involved in local matters. For example, legislation passed last month that redistricts the Greensboro City Council. The governor has called the bill shameful. He elaborated during today's show.
I think we have a system where we have a lot of people who are elected to go to Raleigh to do their job. And that's the budget, that's transportation, that's health and human services. And at times they can't let go of what they maybe used to be do in local government. A former city council member from Greensboro is the one who proposed the – who's now a state senator – proposed the change in Greensboro. Mm-hmm. And my message to them is – if they still want to be on the Charlotte City or the Greensboro City Council, they ought to go back and run for the Greensboro City Council.
Isn't part of the redistricting a way to fill that council with more Republicans than with Democrats?
Absolutely. It was a political decision made in Raleigh for Greensboro, which was wrong. I will call out my own Republicans when I called out Democrats for doing the same thing.
Now, Greensboro, as I understand it, is considering legal action to stop this from happening. Given that the state has the power to dissolve cities if they want to, do they have a leg to stand on here?
I do not know. I think the state can do most of what they did. The process might be challenged in how they did it.
And if
again, it was a local bill, which I did not have the opportunity to veto in it. They had a tough time getting the votes in the House, but in the last days before the vacation July recess, they got the votes.
If it isn't successfully challenged, what are the implications for Charlotte, for other cities around
the state?
I think
the implications are very negative, where there'd be concern what else can Raleigh do, just like I have concerns about what Washington will do to Raleigh. And I've stated for the record, if Washington did to Raleigh what Raleigh did to Greensboro, there'd be a lot of people raising Cain in Raleigh.
Well, explain that. A lot of Republicans talk about the overreach of Washington and we should have local control and state should control all things. Decisions shouldn't be coming down from Washington. And here we have a Republican legislature in Raleigh who wants to get involved in city and county issues. Why?
It's not the conservative thing to do, and they are going against what I consider to be conservative values, which is promoting government closest to the people and not having strong central government authority. And you'll have to ask them why. I've stated my opinion very strongly.
You've just said that it's a problem of people in the legislature wanting to be involved in city councils, and they should run for city council if that's what they want. But the Republican representative, Michael, is it Speciale, is that how you say his name, of New Bern, says that you, being the governor, just cannot seem to get that you are no longer a mayor and that we are not your alderman, he says. As usual, the governor's comments about the General Assembly are sophomoric and born of ignorance and a lack of knowledge. The executive branch needs your attention, governor, not the legislative branch. These are his words. We must be doing all right in the General Assembly since the governor sure hasn't hesitated to take credit for many of our accomplishments. You want to respond to that?
Nah, it's not worth it. What's a guy in New Bern trying to decide this Greensboro City Council? Why has he got time to decide how the Greensboro City Council should be set up when they haven't even completed the budget? Makes no sense whatsoever. And again, I said I wouldn't be afraid to step on toes for either party, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.